start your journey to financial freedom now.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast, brought to you by iThrived, your everyday fintech solution to personal finance.
Okay, so first and foremost, I wish you a Merry Christmas to you and your loved ones, and may the upcoming new year bring us back on the path of success and prosperity. I also hope that despite the darkness that 2020 brought on all of us, that you have managed to create different habits, reevaluated what truly matters, and adapted this all into a more balanced and simpler lifestyle, and put into practice lessons we may have learned the hard way through this pandemic. And I believe that we may even have realized the actual and true power of money. We all have wished this year that we had more of it to steer through this crisis. We all tell ourselves that we could have probably saved more of it or wish we knew how to invest it. As far as investors are concerned, 2020 was a good year on the markets. And for those of you who invested in tech and trusted the ability of these wonderful businesses to thrive in any circumstances, you're now seeing the fruits of your patience and personal sacrifice to free up more cash regardless of your current income. None of us are millionaires, but by saying no to unnecessary expenses, we have been able to free up more cash from our hard-earned income to make that money work for us. Instead of buying iPhones, we bought Apple stock. Instead of burning cash on Amazon, we bought Amazon stocks. Instead of buying ourselves a new laptop, we bought Microsoft stocks. Or instead of taking a new loan and buy a Tesla, we bought the company. All of these stocks have done very well this year, and so are the investors who invested in them. On that, I am slowly identifying the pain points in my application, iThrived, and currently working on the next version where we will ultimately automate the whole process of your personal finance management with our own algorithm. Ambitious, costly, but if I manage to pull this off, I have no doubt that you will finally have a tool to help you consistently create disposable income. So let me give you a personal and very recent example of how I managed to free up another $350 per month. First, I'm a hotelier by profession, and we are the hardest hit industry at the moment, and my salary is reduced by 65%. And I have been making for almost a year the salary of a young hotelier just starting in the business. So I live in Thailand, and I expatriated myself. That was about 20 years ago now, lived and worked in 12 countries far from my family. If I knew 20 years ago what I know today about the true power of money and investing, I would have been a millionaire today, and that's a fact. Mindset is everything in this game, mindset and discipline, which I only brought into the mix a few years ago in my life, and that changed my life. Anyway, back to this week's story. As expatriates, our homes in Thailand are usually vacation homes built for tourists, and as the country has been closed for a while, many homes are now empty and available at a bargain. When I say homes, I speak of villa, huge gardens and pool, massive space, Instagrammable homes, which you can now rent with a flat 50% discount or more per month. Sounds fantastic. Now, my current home is much more modest in size and perks, but I can now afford almost any home on the market and live a dream. And I decided to visit a few. And for $350 more per month, I could live those dreams. And that was very tempting, I can tell you that. But again, once your mindset and level of discipline are rock solid, when you know what $350 a month invested can compound over time, you could postpone those dreams to a day where your capital gains or investment income will pay for such homes or lifestyle. It didn't take long for me before I took another route. And my current rent is $1,350 per month. And I decided to renegotiate given the current market circumstances. And I went as far as telling my landlord that I would pay only $850 per month as of next February. And after fierce negotiation, we agreed on $1,000 a month. And this is how I gained another $350 per month, not ceding to temptation, staying put, renegotiating my rent. And there you have it. This is just one example of how the right mindset sets you up for financial success. And I do realize that location arbitrage of being in Thailand is an advantage, but the concept remains the same whether you live in San Francisco or in Paris, and it applies to everything else besides rent. If your contract is due to be renewed soon, maybe it is time to have a conversation with your landlord. Now, being an expat, I do not own the home I live in, which I believe, unless you already own it outright, I usually prefer to rent. And there are a few reasons I believe renting is a better decision. First and foremost, renting offers flexibility that buying simply can't match. And most rental contracts are 12 months long, which means that if you want, you could property surf every year. And this gives you the freedom to try new areas of the city, new apartment size and layout, or even a house, new decor and different price points to find a home and a way of living that's perfect for you. And if you want to move jobs instead of making do with a difficult new commute, you can just move to a new pad. So I embrace and celebrate this flexibility. With buying, you simply wouldn't get these opportunities. Buying or selling can sometimes take months or years, so things move a lot slower, and you'll also be expected to shell out thousands to expensive solicitors and real estate agents for their expertise. So renting allows you to live in a more sought-after location than buying does. Renting can give you access to a better quality home. Renting also offers a better financial security through consistent spending. You know what your current rent will be each month. If your landlord even manages your utilities for you, you know what your electric, water, and other household bills will be. Overall, it gives you the flexibility to live the way you want to live, in the place that suits you best, at the quality you require, and with the peace of mind that comes with the consistent monthly cost. In addition, there will be no maintenance costs or repair bills, no real estate taxes, no down payments, a few concerns with regards to the decreasing property value, lower insurance costs, lower utility costs. Of course, all of this will depend on each person's lifestyle, financial situation, and whether you're working or in retirement. So I do not invest in real estate, and I'm probably wrong, as a real money is also made this way. One way to invest in real estate without the hassles that come with home ownership and associated costs is to invest on the markets in what are called real estate investment trusts, REITs, which is a company that owns, operates, and finances income-producing real estate. So REITs provide all investors the chance to own valuable real estate, present the opportunity to access dividend-based income and total returns, and at the same time, help communities grow and thrive. So in the meantime, be well and stay invested.